certainly numbers are falling, and that's been felt across the country, and particularly in places like Donegal, where we see severe depletion in frontline units, and the members that are left behind are working harder, less people doing more work and feeling the strain. So it's becoming a bit of a vicious circle, because those who are left behind are getting a bit disillusioned, so they're probably more inclined to retire or maybe leave and seek alternative employment, because of course the conditions and service of employment have certainly decreased over the years, and the conditions are not what they used to be. So maybe more junior, younger people see options outside the organisation and are more inclined to resign. The Guards was considered a job for life. That seems to have changed.
And what is the root of the problem? There seems to be a myriad of problems. Like, we do know that there's a major recruitment campaign by An Garda Síochána Conaill underway. Will that help alleviate this situation from developing further, do you think?
Well, it might stem the hemorrhage, but it won't address the fundamental problems are, I suppose, that if you speak to members, that they are increasingly finding it a less desirable occupation or career. And I suppose the demographics have changed, that people are joining later in life. They might have more life experience, and they have seen other places of employment and are really looking at the Guards and what they're exposed to, the workload, the trauma, the lack of support, the lack of training, and just, I suppose, low morale and a bit of disillusionment. And people are saying there's other options out there.